She said, why did you buy flowers? I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
Okay, no, but can we talk about this one, y'all? Sorry to this male. I don't know him personally, but this video reeks of nice guy syndrome. Here's the thing. Women aren't denying kind gestures just all willy-nilly like that. Her immediate reaction to you getting flowers is to ask, why did you get flowers? That raises a couple of questions to me. My first question being, prior to buying said flowers, did you ask if she even likes flowers? Because I don't care how kind of a gesture buying someone flowers is. If that person does not like flowers, it's not going to be perceived well, okay? Second question is, if you didn't ask her about flowers, her favorite flower, or anything of the sort, why not? Because if your intent was really about trying to be kind and impress her, why didn't you seek out information to impress her in the most accurate way possible? So were you really trying to make her happy or just trying to make you look good?
So understandably, this is the type of video that confuses guys. Guys that traditionally don't know things about women and how to interact with women, how to court women, how to date women, or just aren't good with women. And come to that point of, and I hate to say it, the whole red pill thing, they soon discover that what a woman says she wants and what she emotionally responds to are two separate things. Now, I agree with the things that she was saying. Women want to know the motivation behind why you do things, even if it is a kind gesture. Why did you choose this flower? Why did you choose this color? Why did you do this? How do you know I even like flowers? Me personally, I'll give you an example, guys. I was dating this woman. Well, I wasn't dating her. We were just conversing. And to make a long story short, I think I talked about this. We were vibing everything. She made dinner for me. All was well. Stayed at her house that night. I fell asleep. Didn't smash. I just fell asleep. Woke up the next morning. The energy was strange, right? So shortly after that, she ghosted me like within a day or two. We would talk every day, long conversations, long spiritual conversations, long political conversations, just good conversations. And I decided, against my better judgment, go in scent mode. And I bought her flowers and things like that. And don't you know, she went on Instagram and basically said that I didn't have my name attached to it because I thought she knew that it was for me. She went on Instagram and basically was like, this dude sent me some flowers. It was colorful. I don't even like flowers. What's the concept of picking a flower, something beautiful? And when they present it to you, it's dead. All this stuff like that. Da, 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 da. And at that moment, I realized that other than you're not supposed to buy a woman flowers unless you already know her and you're already dating her, if she's your woman, you shouldn't be buying a woman anything in terms of that. So I made the wrong judgment because I didn't get to really know what it was that she liked. I bought roses and it turned her off even more. So that's how women look at things. When you buy them things, first of all, I didn't earn it. What's this guy doing? He's trying to impress me. Is he trying to make himself look good? Women go this far and men will be like, this is too much. Yes, women go there. Meanwhile, a guy that's not doing anything for her, he doesn't have to buy, i.e., and I'm not going to say pookie, but you have certain guys, the guys they really like don't have to do anything. He doesn't care about her favorite color or nothing. He just knows the right spot to hit on that ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Or just say the right words and he's going to keep coming back. Trust me, I've encountered too many women to know that the guys that she really likes, she doesn't care if they do anything. All she wants is attention. All she wants is to hear his voice. Not all the time, every now and then, which is just enough to keep her holding on. So fellas, you have to know women when you're dealing with them. Don't take this as something that women are crazy. Women don't know what they want. This is how women are wired, bro. And once you learn these things, then you'll understand and it becomes clear. It's like a switch goes off. And women will tell you, why don't you buy me flowers? Bro, the women that really like you, you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pay any bills. You don't have to take her out to dinner. You got dudes that never do any of this stuff. You have men without jobs. These are women that's wanting to do things for them, right? When a woman really likes you and wants you, you don't have to prove anything to her. You don't have to shower her with any gifts. You have to buy, regardless of what she tells you, my love language is, you know, this, act gifts, acts of service, stuff like that. You don't have to do any of that, bro. And that's the hard truth. I want a lot of you young men, a lot of you men who haven't been on dates. You don't have to do these things to impress a woman. There is someone knocking her down right now that's not doing any of those things, and he's never done it. He's never taken her on a date, nothing. But that's just the power of some men who know who they are and know that they don't have anything to offer, and they know that it's been working for them. And these dudes run through women. Then you have the dudes who got money and they try to impress a woman, and they end up getting ghosted and dumped and wonder, what did I do wrong? I was nice. Just like this guy bringing flowers and stuff like that. All that stuff's in the movies. That stuff doesn't work. It's all in the movies. You're going to end up heartbroken and frustrated being that, well, I'm treating women nice. I'm a nice guy. As she said, nice guy syndrome. Nice guy syndrome turns a woman off so quick. Those flowers go in the trash so fast. And it frustrates you when you don't know what's going on, because you're like, how is this dude ever do this? I really like her. I really was into her. And I'm looking like a fool. I'm getting my feelings hurt trying to be this guy that she says that she wants. No, fellas. Don't ever fall into that trap of doing that. Nice guys never win. Nice guys never win. Maybe later on in life. But then she just wants you to help her out with something. She don't give a damn about flowers then either. She wants to basically survive at that point. For those of you who fall for that trap, hey, more power to you. I don't like to see any of you guys going through stuff like that. But fellas, you got to smarten up. If you haven't seen a video like this before, no. Don't ever do anything like that. Don't. A woman has to feel like she's earning something. She has to. She can't be given something without earning it just for her existing, because then she'll really think you're patronizing her. You're trying to do something, or you're trying to prove yourself one way, shape, or form. But hey, you don't have to prove anything, guys. Be you. That's all I had to say, man. Anyway, let me know what you guys think about this. Have you ever been through something like that, where you bought a woman something, or you took her out on a date, brought flowers, you tried to be chivalrous and all, or extra chivalrous, and do all these things to win her over, and you ended up being ghosted at the end of the day? Let me know. Comment below. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. Hit me up on Linktree to book a one-on-one with yours truly. Purchase all my books, merch, t-shirts. Helps to support the channel. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Listen, guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Much blessings and abundance. Stick around for the next video that's going to pop up on the screen. That's where I'm going to see you guys at. It's your favorite everything. This is Wisdom. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
50. Part 2.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Can't forget Tony.
50. Yeah.
Can't forget Tony.
50.